This is the Blaze the Lion podcast. I am your host, Blaze, Blaze.Tari. And I'm excited because it's podcast time. Yes, I get to be on the mic and I get to share and make blunders and inspire people through all the mistakes, through all the ups and downs in life. But I love it here. And I hope you do too. So thank you all my loyal listeners. Thank you all for tuning in to make the Blaze the Lion podcast special. Started this podcast in the midst of the pandemic, not knowing what I was doing. Some days I still don't know what I'm doing, but I still love it. Indeed. For those who are loving the movement and you want to contribute and become a monthly contributor to the Blaze the Lion podcast, we will gladly take your money. From $1 to $5 to $10, you can become a monthly contributor to the pod, and we will give you a virtual high five. And we will also bless you with the Blaze the Lion podcast tea. Hey, we have tanks as well, teas or tanks. Right now, we are streaming in 42 different countries all around the world. We are growing each and every day, each and every week. It sometimes is so crazy to me. Just the unexpected growth of this podcast, but truly, truly blessed to be here. On this show, why are we here? Well, we highlight and we showcase others. We find other individuals who have found their purpose, who are walking in their purpose, and who are on this daily grind to empower many, to help others walk in their purpose. So we're here to learn about their journeys, about their stories, about just real life. So I'm excited. Now, if you have a business or you're thinking about starting that business, maybe you have a website, but it's still under construction, just waiting for the right time, or maybe you have a logo, but you're not really that happy with that logo. Maybe you have a brand and you want to enhance your branding. Maybe your whole business, your whole image just needs a facelift. We got you. Go to starchildsocial.com and tell them that Blaze sent you. Now, tonight is episode 103. And tonight we have a very special guest. This is someone that I've known. How long have we known each other again?
Probably close to 20 years now.
Woo! Woo! I feel old. Close to 2 decades. Woo! And she's seen many of my phases, many of my blunders. She's probably shaking her head quite a few times. Probably still doing it right now if you're watching the video. but we are here. We are out here. This is someone that I've seen. Likewise, I've seen her journey, how she was able to pivot in the pandemic. She was able to move from one industry, be successful there, pivot to another industry, be successful there. So very intrigued on just some of her life, some of her story. How she was able to tackle life head on. And this is someone who I view as fearless because, man, she, in such a nice, soft way, she will tell you exactly how it is. And she's not afraid to step into herself with boldness and with courage. So someone clearly who is very empowering to myself personally. So without any more hoopla, for episode 103, can you please welcome Miss Sue-Ann Bryan to the pod? Welcome.
Hi. Hello, guys, and thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely. You look amazing in pink.
Thank you.
I gotta get my pink attire up.
Just a little bit.
So for those who may not know, share a little bit about yourself.
So a little bit about me. My name is Sue-Ann. I am a realtor here in Florida. My past life was in fitness. I did that for a little over 12 years. And
that long?
I know. Wow. Now I am making my way in real estate. So I like to think of it as I spent part of my life helping people change their lives through fitness, and now I'm helping people change their lives through real estate.
Yes, yes. So let's start with fitness. How did you get into the fitness industry?
So I studied exercise physiology, and I thought I wanted to go in one direction with it, and then I didn't, and I started working in sales. And
what direction was that?
I thought I wanted to be in the medical field.
Okay.
Is what I thought I wanted to be. Really what I thought I wanted to be was an orthodontist. Child, that's not what I'm going to do. So I pivoted from that, and I started doing sales at a Big Box gym. And it was a great environment to be in. Flexibility, it's something new every day. It is foolishness all the time. But it still gave me what I needed then, and I was able to grow within the organization. So I started off doing sales, and I ended up as a general manager, and I did that for quite a few years before exiting the fitness industry. So that was my 12-year ride. It was good. It was a good ride.
What do you miss most about being in the fitness industry? Or is there anything that you miss? Careful now. Just joking. Me
there,
so.
There. So, I would say what I miss most is those moments of impact. Mm. So when you are doing it 365, not every day is going to feel like a great day, and not every experience with whether it's a team member or a member is going to feel good. But there were so many standout moments that I just carry with me always. So whether it's moments where I've had team members tell me how I was able to impact them in some type of way, or even just thank me for hiring them mm-hmm. because they needed the job at the time. Or members who, like, I was a little bit of like a super overly sentimental person, so I kept everything. Mm-hmm. I was going through some stuff the other day, and I came across a thank you card from a member that was just like, thank you so much for taking the time to help me with my membership. And I was like, I need it. So those are the things that I miss. It's really being able to have an impact in a positive way on, you know, the people that our paths cross through the years.
Yeah. I still go through those. I remember, and man, I've been in fitness for is it 18 years? Something like that. As much as I love fitness, there are those days where you're like, yep, think this is it. I'm making my way out. And then in that same day, you get a thank you card from a member, or you have somebody walk up to you and tell you that they just went through surgery, or they just went through cancer treatment, and your class or your gym was their first stop or something. Sometimes I'm in the grocery store. I see a lot of people in the grocery store. If you ever want to cross paths with me, you can find me, not in the club, you can find me in the grocery store. I buy a lot of fresh food, so I'm there at least 3 times a week. I won't tell you which grocery stores because some of y'all are nasty. but I'm always in the grocery store. And sometimes I'll meet people or I'll see people and they're like, Instagram, right? I'm like, listen, I love your positive messages. Keep doing it. Keep going. And in the moment, I'm calm. I'm like, okay, thanks. And then I get to my car and I'm like, man, I'm on the verge of tears. Like, I was about to quit today. I was about to throw it all in. So I can definitely identify. With that said, mm-hmm. what don't you miss about the fitness industry?
I'm not saying that with a smile. what don't
this
I
is
miss?
A this is
a safe space.
This is a safe space. This is a judgment-free zone.
Oh my god!
You will not be held in the court for anything that you say.
What don't I miss? Okay, so what I don't miss, which I experience now as a member at a gym, is just the cleanliness and the lack of consideration of people sometimes. I don't miss that because it's like, you could have wiped that down. Mm-hmm. You could have found a way. Mm-hmm. There's a garbage can. Just that kind of stuff is what I don't miss. I mean, people are going to be people. So not so much like dealing with people because people are going to people. Right? Yeah. And we got to talk to each other to make it through life. Yeah. But just like the lack of consideration and some people's lack of cleanliness, because it's like we're all trying to, you know, use the equipment and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Here's a debate. Ooh. Here's a debate. What's for debate? Someone, as someone who has worked in the gyms, keep it 100, okay? Which bathroom is nastier, the men's or the women's?
Oh, child.
Let's go.
Why you want to talk about it? Okay, so yeah. From being on the other side and being exposed to both the men's and the women's locker room. Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Better white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy things. I'm not even gonna lie. So don't get me wrong, guys are, you know, guys, but I think I'm having a flashback.
The complaints I used to get, and yeah. Back then I'm like, I'm just an instructor. That's nothing to do with me. But
it still baffles me, honestly. I'm just like, what y'all doing in here?
Yeah.
We're going to leave it right there.
Yeah. Ladies, I love you, then. I do. Love it all. One more question about fitness.
Yes.
Who don't you miss in fitness?
Huh? Ooh. Ooh. You know, he has sent me a question list, y'all. None of these questions was on here. None of these was on here. Who don't I miss?
So I got inspired.
You're so funny. Who don't in fitness? I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so in the 12 years you were so funny. In the 12 years that I was in fitness, I worked in all three counties in the Tri-County area in 7 different locations.
Mm.
And there is one member in my Coral Springs location.
Mm.
I'm not gonna say his name. I could, but I'm not.
What car does he drive?
Child, I don't even know what car he drives. Whatever. I'll see. Oh, you almost made me say something not nice.
Never that.
But
not on the Blaze Online podcast.
So I would say that one particular number, because it definitely felt like his purpose in life was to come to my job and make it as difficult as he could for him. So him, I would say, I do not miss.
If he is listening now.
He probably ain't listening. He don't do nothing positive in his life.
Any words of affirmation?
Until you do right.
Yeah.
No, I don't have nothing to say.
Mama, this is for you.
Why you made me do that?
Oh, man. Okay. Too funny.
So, yeah.
All right. So, but even though you're not in the fitness industry anymore, fitness is still a big part of your life, yes?
It is. Fitness is very much a big part of my life. It is probably the thing that allows me to be sane. Mm-hmm. I work out almost every day. It is my me time.
We look forward to the selfies on Instagram.
There are those. You know, you got to motivate yourself.
It works.
It's okay. So my thought process on it is that you have, you know, the 24 hours in the day, and I'm going to take these maybe 2 to 3 hours for me. I'm going to be of service to myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my AirPods in. I'm probably listening to Soca. Sometimes I'm in the trap. It just depends on how I'm feeling, but typically I'm listening to Soca. And I'm going to, you know, be in my own thoughts. I'm going to get my reps, my sets in, and then I could spend the rest of the day being of service to others. So it's super important to me. It requires a lot because I don't want to do it every day, but I'm disciplined, so I do it 99 times, you know. But sometimes my body's like, all right, girl, sit down. And I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and sit up right over here. We'll try this again tomorrow. But fitness is a huge part of my life. I cannot see my life without it.
Yeah, it's same. And it just depends. What's in, so you said Soca. What's in your playlist right now, like this week?
Soca. So I'm listening, usually it's on SoundCloud, and I bounce back between a couple of DJs. So I'll listen to DJ Gel, I love him, Private Ryan, Freeze International, Kevin Crown, Miami Dream Team, you know, a few DJs, just so that, like, right now, this is the beginning of the year, I'm trying to make sure that I know all the new drops, so that when I'm out, I know what's going on, but it's also just such a happy genre of music, that you can't listen to it and not go from like to like, you know, happy.
It's a turn up.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, and what's great about it is that others who are not familiar with Caribbean music per se, they'll willingly dance to it and they have no clue what the song is saying.
Right. Even though it's English, but I'll be like, But no, it's feel good music.
Definitely. All right. So from fitness, so you left fitness during the pandemic or pre-pandemic? Or
I left fitness. Fitness left me. It depends on how you want to look at it. Okay. We left each other.
Sounds like a breakup live. Yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what you said.
Okay, so the bloody, can I say bloody? Well, I just said it.
Twice.
The bloody pandemic. How was that for you?
Okay, so for me,
uh-oh,
the pandemic was great. And I say that because...
Those are bold words.
No, I needed it. I needed the pandemic. I needed to be still. I needed to sit down. I needed to be still. I needed to figure some things out. So prior to in 2019, there were like 2018 and 2019, there were a lot going on. There was a lot going on. Such a Jesus. There was a lot going on. Actually, in my personal life and in my work life as well. So I was at one location. That location was closing, and I was going to another location, and there was some reorganization going on. and it was just chaos and madness and foolishness. So that was like 2018, 2019. At that time, I was not happy. I was very unhappy with work. There was just a lot. It was so much. Mm-hmm. But I was pushing through. You know, I'm the GM. I have one team in a location that we're closing. We got to figure out where we're going to go with them, and another team in another location that I'm going to. So, you know, you just got to be the glue. You got to hold it together. So it's not about you. It's about your team and just trying to get to the goal and keep things together.
Yeah.
So that was 2019. And then 2020 started, and, you know, the first quarter of the year is like the busy season. It kind of makes or breaks for the year. So we have all of that going on. I lose a friend in a terrible motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm. My assistant at the time is in a car accident with her girls. Thank God they were all okay. And then an uncle passes away at the beginning of February, or the end of January. So it was just a lot.
Yeah.
Child, that was the year Kobe passed away too. So even though I didn't know this man, it compounded on everything that was going on. So it was crazy. Then the pandemic, or like the pre-pandemic, you know, kind of started happening. They were like, okay, we're going to close for a few days, tell everybody they're going to go home, but they're not going to get paid. So then that was like a whole nother, like, it's going on.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, it's a wrap. Everybody go home. Boom. But I was still working. And then shortly thereafter, on a pre-recorded phone call that lasted less than 5 minutes, I was laid off with hundreds of people. Mm. So I was like,
I wonder if I was on that same call.
We might have been on that call. I remember
the promotion for this call. And then when we got on the call, I'm like, this is a pre-recorded? What in the world?
Like, okay, this is cute or whatever, not. But the crazy thing is, after getting off the call, I was like, that's what's up. Like, I was so unfazed by it. It was almost a weight being lifted off my shoulder, even though I had no job now. So then I had time to sit.
Yeah.
I had time to be still. I had time to relearn myself. I had time to figure out the parts of me that were broken and hurt and needed to be healed, which, spoiler alert, that is a continuous thing. But it gave me that space and that time uninterrupted,
because
I didn't have work. I wasn't going out because we were on lockdown.
We had Instagram, live DJs,
stuff like that. But you had time.
Yeah.
And I will forever be grateful for 2020 and those months that I was allowed to sit my butt down, because I was extremely burned out and I did not know it, and just kind of breathe.
Yeah.
That's just for me, though.
I think many of us were burned out, and we didn't realize, because in the pandemic, it's like even though it was some moments were a bit scary, because you it's like every week it was something else.
Plus they had that damn countdown that every day it was like 300 million people died. 300 million and one people died. I was like, I'm next.
It was a lot. But I realized then that pre-pandemic how much I was just going, and my plate was super full.
And it was just like, how much more can I put on it?
Yeah. All right. So from there, how did you get into real estate?
Okay. So real estate. 2029, my mother planted. Jesus, why did I ask that? 2019. I don't know what's going. I don't know what's going to happen down, to me in 2029, but it must be something good. This is the second time. But in 2019, my mother planted the seed. So my family has worked with like a particular agent for years, and an older agent who wasn't doing so well at the time. My mom was like, oh my God, well, what if something happened? What are we going to do? We need somebody in the family to, you know, do real estate. So I'm like, all right, girl, I'm going to do that in 2020 after the first quarter because, right, I got a job, right? So I'm going to wait till my job chill, and then I'm going to do that. So that was on my list of things to do in 2020, and then I didn't have my job no more. So I was like, I guess I need a job.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do this. So I did. I went and I got licensed in 2020, but I actually didn't really start practicing until 2021.
Okay.
So that's how I got into real estate. It had always been an interest of mine, just trying to figure out how to navigate and get into it. But because I was a general manager for so long, it's easy to not find the time to do the things that you want to do because your plate is always so full.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, it is. You know, it is easy to not find the time to do the things that you want to do because your plate is full. When in all actuality, you can. You know, you can prioritize. You can step away. It is okay to say no. Mm. It is okay to schedule something out. And at that time in the chaos of Sue, I just wasn't there. It just wasn't where my journey was leading me.
Yeah.
So once I got to sit down, I was able to do that. And for me, you know, a lot of people are always like, oh my God, this test is so hard. It's so hard. Oh my God, it's so hard. Just it's not that bad.
I've been hearing that for so long.
I promise it's not. I took the course in a week because I had the time. Not everyone is going to have that time, but I had the time in 2020 to take the course in a week. I took 1 week to study the book, and then I took the test. So, and then I was afraid, so then I didn't do nothing with my license. I know, and y'all heard that intro when he was like, oh, she's fearless. It's a lie. I'd be scared.
No, see. Fearless is not without fear. Being fearless is being afraid. Going anyway. Okay. So since 2021, what's been your journey with real estate?
Okay.
And then we're getting into like who you don't like and all that stuff.
No, I don't think So with real estate, remember I said I was scared.
Yeah.
So I think that helped me for a little bit because what I should have done was been like, I got my license, y'all. Everybody come buy some. But I didn't. I was afraid. And that was because I was coming from a point where I was here in the fitness industry. I was a point of contact. I was a go-to person. I knew, you know, just about, not everything, but I knew quite a bit of what was going on in my realm. And then I stepped into an industry that was completely new to me. Mm-hmm. It was madness at the time that I stepped in. And that learning curve was kicking my butt. So it took a little bit for me to figure out, like, okay, this is what you need to do. And when you go and you do the course, they tell you how to get your license. They don't tell you how to be successful as an agent. Huge difference. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now. Astronomically huge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then I started doing trainings and going to classes and doing this and doing that and doing all the things until I figured out what worked for me. And then once I was able to figure out what worked for me and do those things and believe that I could do those things, then things started to come. So the business is coming, it's growing, and I'm happy doing it. I'm happy helping people in this capacity.
Yeah.
It is definitely challenging. I will say that, because anything that you do when you're dealing with people comes with a challenge, but the reward of it is far greater than a challenge.
Mm. Yeah. I've dabbled a bit in real estate way before the climate. I mean, even though there's a reoccurring cycle in real estate, but I was a residential appraiser back in, I was in my early 20s. So this is probably, 2002, 2003, and then my dad and I, we started our own company, appraisal company, hired people. We were doing really well, actually. If I'd only known about investing in
real estate,
but I was doing really well. And then the recession,
came, took a lot of those funds,
and that's how I got into fitness. Because I was like, it's been slow for more than 3 months. I don't know what is happening, but I might need to look at some other industries and just kind of see. And then found out I kind of like this fitness thing. Yeah, I think I'm going to stay here. So, so every major, I don't even know what the word is, but every time there's a major shift, all right, next industry. And then now, since the pandemic, I got into life coaching because I had time. All this time, so. All right, so right now, would you say, I mean, between the inflation that occurs yearly anyway, plus all the free money that was given out in the pandemic and such. Is this a seller's market or buyer's market or just a weird market, a Swans market?
Well, I like it. Hey. Swans market. I like it. okay, so it is definitely a seller's market. A seller's market because we don't have the inventory for the demand. That's why it's a seller's market, really. Mm-hmm. Definitely an interesting market. I like to say Florida is the anomaly. Things aren't this bubble, a real bubble. Everyone has been talking about since 2020 that's going to pop. I think Florida's not popping because people are still moving here daily by the thousands.
Why?
For a lot of different reasons.
Name two, because I don't understand.
One, people are moving because the laws are favorable to business.
Okay.
People are moving here because the weather is favorable to life.
Okay. Ish.
Ish. Okay. And then, depending on where they're moving from, they're moving here with a lot of money. So they're able to get what they want, where they want. So, you know, like, sell something for $1 million, you know, in New York or California or whatever, and you're getting something twice that size for half that price in Florida. The numbers make sense in that way.
Yeah. I've seen some apartments in New York City for 2,000. For $2,000 and $3,000 a month, and it's literally
listen,
like a room.
Listen.
overlooking the alley?
Listen, I don't know how they do it, but, you know, people make a way.
Yeah.
People make a way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, since you're a real estate guru, I'm calling you that, expert here.
Ooh,
child, we got a little game. This
oh,
or that.
Lord. Okay, what's this or that? Let's
this
play.
Or that. Okay. So, this is going, the theme is going to be housing. And choose your preference. I'll name two things and choose one. You don't have to give a explanation
okay,
or a long one. Yeah,
say.
You can just choose one and move
we'll
on.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's
yeah.
go.
Easy breezy. Here you go. Would you rather single family home or high rise condo to live in?
Single family.
Single family home. Okay. City life or suburbs? Even though I feel that South Florida is a bit of a hybrid,
it is.
Right? Because
yeah.
even the suburbs, the city's like.
City, yeah. So I could do that. Like I'm in the burbs, but it's just 30 minutes to get to
yeah.
the city. So I need to do it. Yeah, I
yeah it's
that.
Not like other places where
yeah.
your closest neighbor is.
Or you got to drive 3 hours to get to the airport.
Yeah.
It ain't that.
Oh.
oh. Yeah.
Jeez. One property or owning multiple?
Oh man, multiple.
okay. I mean, you know, it's a weird time right now, so wasn't sure. Happy you got into real estate now or wish you would have started earlier?
I wish I would have started earlier, but I understand and appreciate why I'm here now.
Okay. Love that. For your multiple properties, multiple single family homes or duplexes, triplexes?
A mix.
Okay. Working on your own in real estate or with the team?
I'm on the team now. And
you want to throw anyone under the bus?
No. Actually, you know what? So I was with another brokerage before, and it was great, but because I was so new, I needed like more. And with real estate, it's like you get your license, you hang your license with a brokerage, but you're still an independent contractor. So it's kind of like, hey, girl, hey, go do your thing, right? Where I just wanted more, like I needed more, like, all right, this is how we're going to put together type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my team lead reached out to me and we went and, you know, met at a Starbucks and talked, and I was like, oh my God, I think this is what I needed, you know? And it has been great for my business. It's been great being a part of the team, the Chris Hall group.
Great shout out.
So yeah. Now yeah, with a team. Yeah.
I've always seen those signs and I always wondered, how far those teams went, like how far they extended. Whereas you'll see certain names. I guess it would sort of be like fitness, right? Where you may have a certain gym or like a certain brand,
mm-hmm.
and they may be very well known in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this side of town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may go to a different state or a different region and they're not so well known. You know what I mean? So I always see signs on homes and I'm wondering if they're like all affiliated
mm-hmm.
because of the same name
mm-hmm.
or if they're like
well,
individually.
Well, it depends on if you're talking about like a brokerage name versus like a team name. So, like, if you're seeing, like, the Kai's Company, Keller Williams, Remax, you're seeing those names,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably not the same. They're not all the same brokerages. They're different
yeah.
brokerages all over.
Yeah.
But if you're seeing something like the Chris Hall Group, and that's That's that one group. Okay. That's within a brokerage.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Got it. So now let's go back to these post-workout selfies now.
Okay, we can do that.
Oh, man. For someone who's been in the fitness industry for quite a few years,
mm-hmm.
I would always encourage people, do your workouts and just show proof that you worked out. Shoot me a post-workout selfie. And you don't necessarily have to flex or be in a pose or, you know, like whatever. But I feel that, and maybe I'm just overthinking it, maybe. But it feels like you put a little time into your selfies, no? Or is it just, no? It's just,
what?
Here we go. No, it's not like a certain
what?
Area. And,
well, it's
the same area.
It's a locker room.
Oh, that's the locker room?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure what that was.
That's the locker room.
Oh, okay.
That is so funny.
I thought it was like a set.
No, like that's literally your locker room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's cute, ain't it?
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Being in real estate now, have you dealt with the creeps? Have you dealt with people who maybe want to pretend they have interest in selling or buying because they're like, oh, she's pretty, she's attractive, let me go waste her time. And yes.
Guys, don't do that. Don't do that ever. So yeah, I have. It's probably like my biggest pet peeve with real estate. So like I'll, you know, do networking events,
yeah.
Because you know you want to build relationships, build your network, see how, you know, you could help one person, how they could help you, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if I'm just out or whatever, and once the conversation starts and it's like, oh, this is what I do, and it's like, oh, I have this duplex to sell, or oh, I wanted to go buy a house, and I'm like, all right, cool, wasn't necessarily my intent, but if you know you ask and I bring it up, all right, cool, like let me help you. But then you don't got nothing to sell. Why would I like you? It's so strange to me. I'm like, just if you like, you know, if you're interested in a realtor and that's what your true interest is, then just roll with that. Maybe they don't have the same interest in you, and that's okay. But it's always better to just be like, yo, I'm just attracted to you and I want to go out, as opposed to, hey, yeah, I have this imaginary box to sell, or I have this imaginary pre-approval. Like, it's just never, ever, ever going to end well.
Mm.
At least not for me, because once, no one wants to be courted by someone who does not take what they do seriously and don't take them seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like, why would you play with me like that? I'm not going to get up and go to Publix and just walk around and pick things up and be like, just kidding, I got a buddy. Like, why would you do that? So, yeah, I've had that more times than I would like, and it never ends well for them. I'm always disgusted and irritated by it.
Because you all have to put in the work. There's certain work that you all have to put in first, right? Like before there's...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, even if I'm not doing my work, I don't got time to waste.
Yeah.
You know? No, don't do that. It's weird. It's so weird. Weird.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
They don't do that. Just shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. You might miss, but shoot it anyway. But shoot it anyway. That's the important part. I promise.
I think that's a word, yeah. You might miss, but shoot it anyway. I like it. In fitness, I mean, I've had my fair share.
Listen.
Moving on. Moving on.
You. We gonna leave it at that. Cause
appreciate that.
I already know what time it is. Cause boy, there was a time where they was ready to fight me to be on the list to be in for class. I'm like, I just write the names on the paper now.
See, but there's always pros and cons to that, right? Because here I am the innocent guy and I'm just looking for someone to love me and to be loyal, right? Mm-hmm. And
they're the cons trying to take advantage of you, huh?
Yeah. Right?
Scallywags.
Here am I thinking that they actually liked me for me. And it was just the fact that I was that guy in the gym. See? Women fall for titles. Anyway. Yeah, don't do that. Okay. Feel free to take my class. I'm at Crunch Fitness. I won't tell you the address because, same way, you're not giving out your phone number. But if you know, you know.
We don't even have our yet.
But yeah, feel free to take my class if you know where I'm located. Or just try out the gym itself, you know. So I want to go a little dark. Yeah. Yeah, is that okay?
I guess we're
I'm shooting my
Yeah,
shooting some words. Was can you remember, and are you willing to share a point in your life besides the pandemic? Was there another point in your life where it was rough, a dark season in your life? Maybe you felt stuck. Maybe you had anger, resentment, whatever it is. And how are you able to move beyond that?
Next question. I'm joking.
about to make some phone calls. Too.
No, I'm gonna say the last 6 years. 6 years, yeah, something like that. And just because it's so funny too, because I was just thinking about this on Thursday. I had to close in with some friends, and the morning of, I'm driving home from the gym, and I'm thinking, like, okay, I got to make sure that I do this and do that. And I'm like, wow, they're really buying a house. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy for them. And I'm like, damn, like, they chose me to help them with that. And that just caused me to go down, like, this rabbit hole of just everything that I had been through and how my life had changed so much over the last 6 years. Like, I felt like, and then of course, you know, at this point, I'm crying, like full ugly cry at the red light or whatever. But my life had changed so much in the last 6 years. I felt like I'd lost, I'm not gonna say everything, but I felt like I lost a lot. In that time, I ended a long-term relationship. I left, I got laid off. I started in a completely new field, trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
That came with its own set of ups, downs, sideways, in-betweens, and all of that. I was trying to figure myself out, what it is that I really want who it is I really am. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. I lost friends, you know. I felt, you know, like there were times of like abandonment, you know, from people in my life. It was just thinking about those, you know, those last few years, it felt like I don't even know what the word is, but it felt like life was kicking my ass, mm-hmm. right? And so then in that moment, I was like, but girl, you're making a way.
Yeah.
You know, like all of these things were happening. A lot of it felt like it was happening simultaneously. And yet I was figuring it out. It sucked. It still kind of sucks right now sometimes. It was hard. I cried a lot. I cry a lot now to myself. And I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know, I learned so much about myself. I have learned so much. I am learning so much about myself. There's so many boundaries that I didn't have that I have now, things that I didn't understand about myself that I understand now. Like, why am I like this? Why do I do this? Why does this make me feel this way? And I've been able to have a better grasp of who I am. And it is such a good feeling. And that was part of why I was crying too, is just that it has been hard. It really, 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 when I look at it, there are some times I'm like, yo, I'm getting jumped, right? But that's what it feels like when you're going through it.
Yeah.
And then when you take a minute, you know, sometimes you have just that little glimpse where you could step back and you're like, damn, I'm making it through. Mm-hmm. And that is so powerful to have that type of self-realization that I'm getting my ass kicked, but I'm making it through. Like, I'm making it happen. Things are turning around. I'm blooming. My season is coming. It's here.
Let's go.
And I hope I answered the question. I'm like, did I go on a tangent? But yeah, so that was I think the last 6 years were really, really tight for me, but I just do my best to focus on the light that has come from my darkness.
Yeah. I recorded. So for those who listen to the podcast, you know that I have a sub-series under this podcast called 111 Questions, right? Where I ask a certain question and I answer it. And it's a very short, those episodes are very short, usually 5 minutes, like 5 to 8 minutes or whatever. And I was watching Instagram before it crashed today. and I forget who the lady was, but I followed her instantly because just that one post, that one reel, I was like, damn, that's what I needed. And I spoke on that in this morning's episode. So for those listening to the Baseline Podcast, 111 Questions, it was question 107, and it said, punishment, are you being punished? And what this lady was saying in her reel was God or spirit or whatever name you want to give it. Many times we feel like we're in a season where we're being punished, right? Where we're paying for karma or whatever it is. And we feel lost. We may feel confused, stuck, whatever it is. And what's real, that's how it feels to us. But what's really happening is we're being positioned. And I'm like, Lord, woo! And we're being protected. And things are working out behind the scenes. And there is a reason why you were laid off. There's a reason why that relationship didn't work out. There's a reason why you had to move. There are, you know, all these reasons. And we just, many times we don't see the full picture, right? We're just seeing on how we feel in the moment. And this sucks. This, you know, this doesn't feel good. And we feel that our luck has run out or passed our prime or whatever stories that we tell ourselves. And just those words were so timely, because how many of us, and how many times do we feel that way, where we're in the midst of whatever, and it's like, I'm tired of this crying. I'm tired of feeling like this. And people on social media would never know, because I show up on social media like, hey, you know, but behind the scenes, I'm going through it. But in that, just a reminder that in those times we are being positioned for greatness that our carnal minds cannot even fathom.
I like to remind myself that life is not happening to me. It is happening for me.
Absolutely.
And the for me don't always feel good. Mm-hmm. It's not always for the butterflies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the for you is going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But it all comes together.
Yeah. And you said something very important too earlier. In this episode, you said, you know, when you went from the levels that you had achieved in fitness, and then you felt and realized that you were starting over, and I had a reel for that too. I'm not plugging myself. I would never do that. Never. We don't do that yet. but. Throughout life, there are going to be seasons where, man, you had it all figured out and you had worked your way up to, you know, whatever level. And at some point, you have to be okay being a white belt again.
Right.
And it doesn't feel good, and your ego gets crushed, and you're like, man.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's necessary.
You have to eat a little fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
That's okay too.
Yeah. Don't Meet Mill have a song like that? No, not they call me Lil Fish.
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me about music like that. I can't tell you who sings what. Don't do me like that.
Who's your favorite artist? Outside of Soca.
I don't do a lot of favorites. I don't have a lot of favorites. It's something I'm working on.
If you were to be an artist, what genre of music would you be?
It's happy, and then I get to go on stage and wind up myself and really do outfits. Yeah. And then I'm performing at carnivals, like, all over. I mean, in concerts too, but I mean, carnivals. I'm a carnival junkie, yes.
I haven't been to carnival since the early 2000s. And it was at the Opa-Locka Airport. A long time. I didn't even know what I would do with myself.
I know exactly what I would do with myself.
On that note. words of wisdom in closing. And we've kind of been speaking of this a bit. For maybe someone on the fence of getting into real estate, or maybe just on the fence of their journey with their career or whatever, any quote or just any words for somebody who wants to step out, who wants to step forward, but that hesitation is there.
If it's something that you really want to do, just do it. Whatever that first step is, just do it. The rest of the steps, you'll figure them out along the way.
Yeah.
Life is way too short for you not to do the things that are going to make you happy. You could always change later. If you decide that you don't want to do it, you could always pivot and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But just do it. If you want to do it for you, just do it. If it's something that you're like, oh, I'm just going to do it on the weekends, or I want to do it just part time. Just do it. I want to do it because it's going to make me happy. I want to do it because I'm going to meet people and I really need to work on speaking to people. Just do it. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Why not? And why not you? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Suann, just for showing up in your pink, first off. for always bringing great energy, for sharing about yourself, from dark moments to people who pissed you off. I'm still waiting on those names. She's talking about the Bible days, yeah. Mm-hmm. truly, truly, thank you. And where can they reach you if, listen now, listen, don't do that. If you are serious, all right, if you are serious on selling, buying, or
investing. Even renting. I have friends, renters too.
There we go. How can they reach you?
You could find me on Instagram at SueBRealtor. You can email me at SueAnnBryan@thekaiscompany.com. And really, if it's something that you're just thinking about, if you just have questions, if you don't know where to start, like, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help. It's not just a, what you got to sell, what you want to buy. That's not it. There are a lot of different factors that go into real estate. There's a lot of different avenues that you could put yourself in. And then even when it comes to buying, sometimes people don't know that they can make it happen, and you just kind of need to talk it through with someone who's a professional, and I'm here for that. Even if it's like, whatever, I don't know, whatever. Hit me up. I got you.
There we go. And her phone number is 876. Just kidding.
I cannot.
Just kidding. Just kidding. As always, it was a pleasure. Very, very happy to have had you as a part, as a featured guest on this pod, episode 103. The audio is, well, when this comes out, will be available on all your major streaming platforms. So your Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music. All of that, yeah. Breaker, yeah, I think it's like 10 platforms.
That's wow. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. It's been a blast. This was good. In closing, is there any word that comes to mind?
You're so funny. Self.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to elaborate? Oh, okay, because I'm like, that's all I got. You said
A word. No. I dig it. So, it's, we many times want to draw from whatever we have left to bless others when we really should be blessing others from our overflow. So, definitely have to work on ourselves and put you first. Mm-hmm. Indeed. This was the Blaze the Lion podcast. As I always say, peace and love.